This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Past the hour. Hi, this is the PJV program. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen, having the loveliness of winter. Loveliness, I guess, is a state of mind, maybe a state of reality, because the weather is really rotten over much of the country. Matter of fact, an airplane has skidded off the runway in Boston at Logan Airport. And
it was shut down, wasn't it, Logan?
Yeah, for a while.
Didn't they have all kinds of issues?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. And so,
it's always fun at holiday time.
The ice underneath the snow, I was talking to some of my friends yesterday, wishing them, happy holidays, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, all of that sort of thing. I spend 2 or 3 days usually doing that sort of thing, because I like to talk to people maybe that I haven't talked to for a long time. And everybody I talked to back in Massachusetts was talking not only about the snow, but the ice and how dangerous it really can be. If you walk out of your house, anybody, and there's a big swath of this, if you look at the jet stream from Montana, Idaho, the Dakotas, down the Rockies, and sort of through Texas and everything sort of north and east of that, as this goes, this is a really broad swath of bad weather and cold weather that's supposed to have the whole region in a grip for the next week or so. And coming with it, the ice, if it rained a little bit, and then it all froze. And people, if you're not thinking about it, you walk out your door, and it can be very dangerous. You can fall down, a number of people injuring their back, their lower coccyx, and their hips, and their knees, and they bang their head. It's really dangerous. So you got to watch out. And the weather's not going to be wonderful this week, for sure. There, pretty much every plane that is going south or west is out of New England or out of the north is filled, and it would normally be in the holiday period anyway. But lots of people, I heard yesterday, somebody, a friend of mine, was complaining about it being hot and humid. It was 97 in Palm Beach yesterday, and the humidity is about 90%. But I would think that that's preferable. Here in California, it's been absolutely gorgeous. Temperature in the upper 60s, low 70s. It's very, very dry, however. Very, very dry. So what do you do, ladies? All right, let's have the prescription for the skin care and not just beauty care, but health, because dry air can be good for you, but it also can be, you need moisture in your system. I guess I noticed it because my skin was itchy. And I said to my son, what do you suppose this is? He said, this air's so dry here, everybody's drying out. Mm-hmm. So what do you do to prevent dryness? All right, ladies and gentlemen, I give you Victoria and Kara, the experts in handling dry skin.
Well, actually, it's funny you mention that, because on Saturday, I stopped into Sephora, and I my skin was getting dry. We sort of have weird, I'm on the East Coast in New York and in New Jersey, and it's been up and down, dry and lots of moisture, and then cold and then warm. It's been all over the place, and that really affects my skin because I have dry skin anyway. And so I got this new face mask that once you put it on, it's like a charcoal mask, and then you take a magnet to remove it, and it is amazing. It is so great for your skin. It's incredible. So that's my new favorite thing. I've had dewy skin for 3 days.
Really?
Yeah,
it's
Kara, incredible.
What do you do?
I haven't used any magnets on my face, although I've heard very interesting, very good things about charcoal. I use, like, a moisturizing body wash. That way, it's kind of lotioning your skin while you're in the shower, because I think that's kind of the best time to do it. When there's still the moisture in the air from the shower, then you're supposed to put lotion on your skin, and it's kind of absorbed more quickly than if you just put it straight on dry skin. So that's what helps me. But I find, like, my cuticles, those get really dry in the winter, so I always have to, like, lotion my hands all the time.
Well, it is something to be alert about. The most beautiful women in the world are always talking and always touting, again, back to thinking about all of these infomercials that were on late night television and thinking about how the most beautiful women in the world use this, that, or the other. Jane Seymour's got all these stars, many of these stars have got their own line. I'm wondering, although now probably it'll be taboo, how soon Meghan Markle will come out with something, or will that be prohibitive? Will that be considered de rigueur?
Has Meghan Kate Markle Middleton come out with anything? Not that I can think of. I feel like
I don't think they're allowed.
I don't think so either. But I feel like if any of them were to do anything, it would be clothing. Not. I can't imagine them doing like a skincare.
Did you see the hat that Meghan Markle was wearing?
Yeah.
That, what is that thing? This is part of the design, that little whatever that thing is.
You know, they
what
wear wonky thing? Hats over there.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think that about every single hat that any of them wear to, like, the polo or any events. They're all weird.
Kate they look, has on, they, a, like, a regular...
One she's of those, like a babushka.
Yeah, a that was the word I was looking for. Thank you, a babushka. And but she's got these healthy... They both look... They're kind of cute together, actually. I think the two of them...
They look like they get along really well,
friends.
Which is so nice.
Right. Yeah, it is.
Because, you know, when you're sisters-in-law and you've got two brothers who are as close as they are, that would be a disaster if the girls don't like each other.
Get along,
they have to be a really good foursome.
So speaking of Meghan Markle, what the heck happened to her dog?
No one seems to know. Yeah, her little beagle. No one knows how it happened, but he's apparently been under hospitalization and he's been under veterinary care for two broken legs, and I guess she's been pretty upset about it, which obviously anyone would. This is the dog. She has two dogs that are rescues,
right.
And this is the dog who moved over with her in with Harry. So I don't know if it happened when they were at home or I'm not sure. Maybe he fell off of something. Two broken legs is
that's
a lot.
That's hard under that circumstance. By the way, if you're a big fan of the British royal family and you wanting to go see a good movie, go see Darkest Hour, the story about Winston Churchill during World War II. It's a nice key into, and as I said before, I started watching The Crown, that whole series that was
on PBS. That's a great series.
It is a good series, and it really gives you an insight. We are fascinated. We think that Brits are fascinated with royalty. Look at how much time we spend looking at Meghan Markle and the Prince and what's going on with them over there. It has become a sort of a side study, in a manner of speaking. And it's just our fascination with wealth or power. And in this circumstance, I think it's good. It's kind of healthy to see it. I enjoyed Darkest Hour because it gave me some more insight into the kings that were around during World War II, the abdication and then the leadership that was there, and how involved the kings and queens are. Queen Elizabeth is much more involved in the running of the country than you think. And so you think the Prime Minister is doing it all, but the Prime Minister serves at the pleasure of the King and Queen. Did you know that?
Even though they have to be voted on by
the Parliament, but there still is this relationship between the King has to officially sort of sanction, is that the right word? Has to officially approve of whoever the Prime Minister is.
Right, but hasn't that role kind of changed? It seems like, because I'm not fully finished with The Crown, but from watching it through, I guess, I think Churchill's dead where I got to, but it seemed like back then when young Elizabeth was running everything, she and Churchill had to work together a lot.
Yes, and they seemed to like each other,
if you believe
in this series.
But as Elizabeth has gotten older, it just feels, and maybe this is just an American's perspective, but it feels like there's much more of a disconnect between the Prime Minister and the Queen. And maybe that's just because she was getting older and didn't want more decision-making abilities or responsibilities. But it seems like when she was younger, there was a lot more of a collaboration.
Yeah. How many people, by the way, as an aside, going back to what's going on today, think it's a good idea or a bad idea that we have cut our input, we've cut the budget from the American perspective? We, I think, contribute a couple of $1 billion a year and have negotiated it down about $300 million. For me, this is a good idea because I don't think the UN is as effective, and it depends way too much on America and American contributions, and seems to delight in thumbing its nose at America and some of the things that go on here. So I don't have a problem with the fact that they've cut the budget. Our country is saying we're going to give you $300 million less. Yeah, what do we think about that, Victoria?
Well, I don't know. Is this like a Trumpism? Is this a response
to them not liking our decision with Jerusalem? Nah. A lot of people, well, there's a lot of that now flopping around, and I don't even understand. You know, there are reasons to be upset about Trump. There are reasons to get yourself into a if you want to tie yourself into a knot about politics. I don't begin. I'm a pretty observant. I'm not an observant Jew, but I'm an Israeli watcher, shall we say. I've been to that country 5 times. I find it fascinating, and for the life of me, I don't get what the big deal is about moving the U.S. Embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. I don't know why they're bothering, because I don't see that it makes a whole lot of difference. It's sort of a symbolic thing. Well, is Jerusalem the capital or Tel Aviv the capital? Because the all of the religions that were formed in Jerusalem all sort of lay claim to it, and so it's upset the Muslims, because they want to lay claim to part of Jerusalem, whether that this is an up yours to them or not. They certainly take
it
that
like
way.
It. Yeah.
Well, but is it? I mean, come on. Why are we? There's plenty of stuff to be sensitive about, but in this circumstance, I don't get it. I really don't. That is, if there's a universal city anywhere, Jerusalem is a universal, international city. It isn't.
That's the argument that they're making, though. That the people who are against this is that's exactly it. They're saying it's a city for everyone.
This is Doug Steffen with a very special offer from MyPillow. MyPillow, bringing back their best offer ever here in this circumstance. One pillow you pay for, one you get free. So if you have a tough time at night tossing and turning around in the bed and up and down sideways, stuffing and piling that pillow, trying to get your neck and your head straight, forget about it. The patented adjustable fill inside every MyPillow stays cool and in place all night. So your head and neck have the support like you can get with no other pillow. You'll fall off faster, stay asleep longer, wake up refreshed like never before. And just now for the holidays, you buy one premium MyPillow at the regular price, get a second one as a gift for somebody you love, free. Hurry, there's no way this offer can last. Go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV. Pay for one, get two. At MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. That's MyPillow.com, code DJV. Doug Steffen here for Purity Products, namely the Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. I've noticed, and I bet you have noticed, decreased mobility. As you get a little older, things begin to wane. So I've started taking Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 from Purity. What a difference. My energy is back. The problems with my joints, my ankles and my knees especially, are gone. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 combines krill oil with fish oil. This is superb for anybody that's getting older that really feels their joints aching. The ingredients are better than anything else you could possibly get. A free bottle is yours just for the asking. 800-355-1493. It's a much lower cost than if you purchased it in the store. Just pay shipping. Dial now. 800-355-1493. Your joints will thank you.
Are you taking Viagra for ED? Now you can get sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in 20 milligrams for $2 per tablet. That's a savings of $40 per dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering generic sildenafil to your door. For information on sildenafil, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 1-800-601-0310. That's 1-800-601-0310.
I hate water softeners. I really hate softeners. I hate the thought of lugging salt and that it ruins septic systems. But I hate hard water that causes lime scale, which costs thousands in appliance damage and wasted energy.
Stop hating and start loving again with the HydroCare Smart Descaler from Wave Home Solutions. Prevent and eliminate lime scale the smart way. No maintenance, no salt, no plumbing required, and better than magnetic wraps. 1 year performance guaranteed. Go to ihatemysoftener.com. ihatemysoftener.com.
You're listening. Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Dancing with our hands tied, song from Taylor Swift, excuse me, who apparently helped a pregnant homeless fan buy a new home. The fan revealed on the Swift Life app that Taylor Swift had helped her buy a home. She's been homeless for 8 months because she was pregnant and had no family, couldn't work, or I'm not sure what the situation was. Did you figure out what her deal was? Her name is Stephanie Waugh. Sharing the story on how Swift changed her life, sharing photos of herself with Swift and of the new home. Quote, I've been contemplating posting this story for a while. I finally decided to tell you all what Taylor did for me. What many of you don't know is that for 8 months of my pregnancy, I was homeless. How in the world do you manage that? Our first flat was condemned for health and safety reasons. We lost everything to add to the stress during this time. Her boyfriend, Matthew, lost his job. She attended one of Swift's concerts in England, said that that's when she met Swift, and Swift vowed to help her out. So how would she come into contact with the singer, the star of the show, at a stage show like that? How would that have happened?
Well, apparently she's involved. She's one of the early fans, and so Taylor Swift keeps an eye on, she's sort of famous for it now, she keeps an eye on what her original fans are up to on social media, and so she kind of spies on people, and then she knows when she has album listening parties, she invites the people who have been longtime fans, and so apparently she and her mother, this girl Stephanie and her mother, won somehow tickets through the fandom, and then they got to meet Taylor Swift in person.
Okay.
And so after the show, Taylor took them back to her dressing room, and Taylor said, Stephanie, you've been in my life for a long time, and you've never asked me for anything. You could have reached out, and I would have helped you, but you didn't. Your mom told me. And then Stephanie said, Taylor told me she wanted to give me the money back for my ticket that night. What she actually did was help us buy a home and everything that I needed for my baby. And Taylor told her, I want you to be able to enjoy your little girl and not have to worry about all this stuff.
Oh, that's which is sweet.
This is what I love about Taylor Swift. This is the good Taylor Swift, the non-publicity seeking stuff, you know, with the boyfriends and the songwriting. This is what she's really known for amongst her fans, and I think that's why they're such hardcore fans of hers.
So this sort of reminds me of a scene out of, you wonder how many requests somebody like Taylor Swift gets for help from people,
yep,
just random people. It reminds me of a scene in the movie that we were talking about, All the Money in the World, where J. Paul Getty gets all kinds of requests from people, just anybody. Will you help me? You get so much money. Please help me do this, that, or the other thing. And in this case, his grandson, Paul, is helping him answer them. So I wonder, as I hear this story told, how many, if we even realize, how many of these people that are very visible get requests from people to help them out?
I'm sure it happens every day, all day.
Yeah, in that circumstance. All right, also musically, Meghan Trainor has celebrated her 24th birthday with an engagement. Her boyfriend is Daryl Sabara. So what do we know about him? Anything?
He's an actor.
Yeah, anyone,
right,
who's my age grew up with him in Spy Kids. He was the little kid with, like, curly red hair, and now he's an adult.
Like Ed Sheeran? Who's it? Is it Ed Sheeran or Harry?
Yes, he has red hair, but there are multiple red people in the world, so.
Oh, there, yes.
Yeah, amazingly.
More than one person with red hair. Anyway, Meghan captioned this video of the engagement. He proposed to me under a tunnel of beautiful Christmas lights, surprised me with my family and friends. I'm still in shock. She's 24, though. She's way too young to be getting married. Come on, lady. Your parents should be telling her. That's fun.
Well,
stay away from this guy.
Did you listen to your parents when you were 24?
No, well, they didn't talk to me when I was 24. 28 after the hour. Question time. Are you hiring? You know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job to one place isn't enough to find the best candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the job sites, and now you can do it. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 200-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. You can quickly screen the candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by Fortune 500 companies and thousands of small and medium-sized businesses. Right now, you can post your job on ZipRecruiter free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. That's ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. One more time. To post free your jobs, go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Call 800-240-0069. That's 800-240-0069.
I'm Jason Pfeiffer, the editor-in-chief of Entrepreneur Magazine, and I have a confession to make. I've done a lot of freelancing over the years, and I just kept all of my records on a single Microsoft Word document. So sloppy. But recently I got a tour of FreshBooks, which makes cloud accounting software for freelancers and small businesses, and it was a revelation. Manage your invoices, track your expenses, keep track of your work down to the minute. That is the way to run a side hustle. Check out FreshBooks.com and enter Entrepreneur in the How Did You Hear About Us section.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract,
talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning. Texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want to take advantage of a life-changing LASIK offer, pull over when you can, because a special opportunity is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the keyword CLEAR55 to 350350 to get the benefit of FDA-approved LASIK technology that gives the majority of patients 20/20 vision. For a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. When you text CLEAR55 to 350350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just a text away. Text CLEAR55 to 350350. That's CLEAR55 to 350350.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Excuse me, sir. Could you take a picture of my family and me with my cell phone?
Sure. Sure, Mrs. Anderson. Smile for the camera.
It's too bad hackers never get proper permission to access your cell phone or computer camera. Anyone is or could be susceptible to illegal spying. That's why VirtualShield.com has developed Identisafe, a new security software that blocks camera and microphone access from unwanted spies. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Now 34 after the hour, this is the DJV Experience. I'm Doug Steffen. Victoria Keelan is here. Kara Schillen is here. We wish you a happy new year because it's coming up pretty closely. I wonder how many more times we'll see these airlines sticking their foot in it. United did it again. They apologized and gave a $500 travel voucher to a passenger who accused them of giving a first-class seat. Well, I accused them. They did. They gave a seat to Representative Sheila Jackson Lee, flight from Washington to Houston. And apparently, you and I were just talking about this off the air, Victoria,
mm-hmm.
How they have, as part of their perks, they can book a seat on any plane they want to from their offices, and the airline has to give them a seat. It's not whether or not there's a seat available. They can say, I want to be on that flight. And you have to put them in a seat on that flight. You have to put a representative, and usually it's a first-class seat. So the lady in question, Jean Marie Simon, was with her baby, and she had a first-class seat, and she had a seat for the baby, and then she was taken out of the seat and put into, what do they call it, Economy Plus, the wider, you know, the seats with more legroom, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And she didn't know why until she got off the plane and saw Sheila Jackson Lee sitting in the seat that was assigned to her. United said it upgraded Jackson Lee automatically, not because she was a member of Congress. Congresswoman says in a statement she didn't ask for anything exceptional or out of the ordinary, but didn't apologize. Should she have apologized?
I don't think so.
Who needs to apologize in this circumstance? Or how do these things happen?
Well, you know, it's weird because I'm looking through here several different headlines here, but now United Airlines has actually, they issued a statement saying that according to their records, this woman, Jean Marie Simon, canceled her flight on December 18th. And it was
Simon
going from Houston.
Yeah.
Right, and she says she didn't, but I don't know. I have a friend this happened to. He had checked in. He was at the airport. He was flying from, I think it was LaGuardia, home to California, and he was there waiting in the lounge, waiting to board the plane, and when he went up to go take his seat, they said, oh, you canceled your flight, and he said, that's absolutely ludicrous. No, I didn't.
That's happened to me. That's happened to me on more than one occasion. Airlines are so big, they can't possibly. Can you imagine what sort of support it has to take, computer-wise, personnel-wise, and otherwise, to keep? United has like 850 planes. American has 1,000 airplanes. How do you manage that? And hundreds of thousands of people, and they carry millions of people every year. How do you
manage that?
Well,
people at the time, right, but people at the time this happened, this was two Christmases ago when it happened to my friend on Delta, and apparently a lot of other people had the same complaint about Delta at the holidays, and they said that they were way overbooked, and they were just randomly canceling people and telling them it was their fault. And if you cancel your flight, then they don't have to give you any money. So it was just a big scam, and I think a lot of the airlines are doing it. This, to me, this whole story is a non-story if it's not a congresswoman who sits in that seat. You know, this would just be any other two travelers with a computer glitch or whatever. But it becomes a headline because it's a congressperson.
All right. So then what do you read? What do you tell us what you mean by that? Tell us what you want us to take away from
This happens every day on every flight where there's either a glitch in the computer or there's a mix-up with seats, and we would never even know about the story if it wasn't Congresswoman Jackson Lee sitting in that seat. I think that's the only reason any of this became a headline.
So is it appropriate to call attention to something like that because of the circumstances?
To me, this is a non-story. This is, you know, this, like I said, it wouldn't be a story if it wasn't a famous person involved. If this was just two people, if this was Doug Steffen and you know, and Jean Marie Simon fighting out over, you know, who actually is entitled to the seat, we wouldn't know about it. But that's sort of the culture that we live in now. Everything is political. There are three different headlines that I saw about this. Democrat, you know, Jackson Lee demands seat and all this other stuff, and it didn't happen, it looks like. Mm-hmm. According to United.
I was going to say, I think the reason why it should be as a headline is because it's ridiculous that every single airline is overbooking flights like that and just randomly canceling flights. I mean,
that's
the issue.
Yeah, that is the issue. You're right, Kara. There is so much of this going on now because they have canceled flights. They've re-engineered their schedule so that every single plane is filled even when it isn't holiday time. I can't tell you the last time I got on a plane. Most of my travel is from Boston to Los Angeles, back and forth across the country. At this time of year, I'll do it every week or 10 days, every 2 weeks. And the planes are always full. Always. They never used to be full. And they used to plan, it seems to me, I'm trying to remember what the number was, if you had 83 or 84% of the plane filled, then they were making money. If the seats were filled. So now I can't going north or south, which is what I have to do in January. All the planes are filled because they've cut back on the schedule. And I was trying to think, all right, they've always run five in the wintertime, it's usually four flights a day. American runs from Boston to Los Angeles, but it's now five. But the trick here isn't the frequency, it's how big is the plane. They used to run 767s between Boston and Los Angeles, and they would run three or four of them a day. The capacity of a 767, depending on the model, whether it was a 200 or a 300, would be from 200 people to 245 people. And so now they're using 737s and the crap can Airbuses, and they only hold max, I think, 183, 184. So you see what happens? The flights may be more frequent, but there are fewer seats on the plane, and there are 737s are becoming the universal and most used planes, even for these transcons. They're not that comfortable, but they're cheap to run. And so that's what they're using. So they may have as many planes in the sky, but they're smaller, so there isn't the capacity. And so that's why every plane is full. And you're right. At this time of year, they don't have extra pilots. I didn't even know. You know, American had a problem a couple of weeks ago. Computer glitch gave all the pilots their vacation during Christmas week.
Right.
And so and they managed to fix that, you know, in time for Christmas. But they were doing it at the last minute because I think I told you last week, I didn't know until midnight the night before that there was even going to be a plane because they had canceled it. They put it back on. Well, look, you know, put you on notice. They're going to have to move you to another plane or something like that. And then it was put together. But the logistics of doing this is a nightmare. And the bigger these outfits get, the more of this sort of thing you have. Remember, somebody told me as a guest on this program a number of years ago, sooner or later in America, it's going to be you'll fly on the airline, you'll go shopping at the store, you'll be using the website, there will be the news station, there will be, you know, it's all going to be boiling down to one in any category of usage or whatever it is that you use. You know, there'll be this sporting goods store, and that's all down to one.
It's kind of already happening with Amazon.
Well, it is. Amazon.
All they need is an airline fleet.
Right. Yeah. It's buying up everything. So, and I think I noticed that it's always going to be, when some big company comes in, they always promise that they're going to the stockholders, they're going to save money by the things that they can do that the other company is doing that are duplicated. But, I went into Whole Foods, the older Whole Foods store. There's a new one in my area, but there's an older one that's been there for quite a long time. And I actually had to bag my own groceries. Now, that sounds kind of a little bit snotty to say. I don't mind bagging my own groceries, but they're always, this store was known for service. And the reason they can get away with charging as much as they do, because they're outrageous. Their charges, Whole Foods prices are ridiculous. And so the reason that people accepted it is because they had the feeling of service. You could go into one aisle and ask a question of the person that was there. Can you send me to the Quam Cuts or whatever? Is that what they are? What do you call those? Quam something or others? You know what I'm saying.
Kumquat?
Especially. Kumquat. Thank you. Yeah, them too. But you know what I'm saying. You know, you ask somebody for a little bit of help. And now you don't get the help because they've cut back on the number of people in the store. And there's all new people in there. My sense is that they cut what they're paying the people that work at registers. You know, I used to see, and I don't, no, I'm going to say it anyway. You used to see people who, you know, were dressed well and seemed to be coiffed well. And when I went to this store, man, the woman who was there was probably 23, 24, had rings on every finger, 5 rings on her thumb. She had a pierced nose. Her hair was pink.
Why does that matter?
It doesn't really, except that people are taken back when they see somebody like that instead of the 45-year-old housewife that used to be standing at the register. That's all.
It's interesting because I don't shop at Whole Foods very often, but I feel like most grocery stores I go into, at least 50% of the people working there are in their 20s.
Yeah.
I feel like I don't normally.
Their pink hair and their nose is pierced.
I don't know if I notice. It seems fairly normal to me at this point. But
yeah. Pink hair may not.
Everybody has pink hair right now.
Really?
Yeah, it's a big trend.
Even if they don't, nose rings are very, very normal. A lot of
people have nose rings
and lots of piercings and stuff, but. I don't know. I feel like I don't normally see 45-year-old housewives.
Yeah, I don't either. Maybe it's a suburban thing because Kara, you and I are more in city areas.
So let me
we did all of our shopping this weekend at Whole Foods, and it was all you know, look like why college do, kids who were home working at Whole Foods.
46 past the hour on the DJV show.
United States Navy veteran Jack Holder talks about the attack on Pearl Harbor and what was going through his mind as he laid in a ditch avoiding Japanese aircraft.
I'm not sure how long we were in the ditch, but as I sat there, I've been asked, you know, what my thoughts were at that time, and I guess my most vivid memory is, God, please don't let me die in this ditch.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
Hi, this is Doug Steffen with an exciting invitation for YOU to join me in Hawaii this March. Yep, come with me to Hawaii on a 13-day fabulous guided tour with YMT Vacations. We'll see Honolulu, Pearl Harbor, the world-famous Waikiki Beach. We'll cruise the tropical rivers. We'll be in Maui watching migrating whales, stunning ocean sunsets, relaxing beaches, authentic island hospitality. It'll be a fabulous four-island cruise for $19.99. You can enjoy beachfront hotels, luggage handling, 6 sightseeing tours, airfare within Hawaii, and a professional tour director. Add-on airfare is available. Call 877-900-4574. Come with me to Hawaii, 877-900-4574.
Geico presents unhelpful home improvement how-tos.
Overhanging trees present a real danger. During high winds, falling branches can damage roofs and windows. So today, I'll show you how to protect your home by wrapping it in bubble packaging. All you need is a staple gun and 142,000 feet of bubble packaging. Let's get started.
You could try to protect your home with bubble packaging, or you could get covered for personal property damage through the Geico Insurance Agency. Call Geico and see how affordable homeowners insurance can be.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. It's a free service, and we've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad. There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-379-1174. That's 1-800-379-1174.
The Craftsman C3 19.2-volt 3-speed impact driver boasts 3 user-selectable speeds to help you get your project done right. The low-speed setting helps with projects that require precise control. Medium speed prevents overdriving, and the high speed will give you the power and speed to get the job done fast, delivering up to 3,500 impacts per minute and over 1,600 inch-pounds of torque. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears.com, Sears Hometown, and Sears Hardware Stores.
If you are behind on your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt or medical bills forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. It's not bankruptcy, it's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven. Call for your free forgiveness information now. 800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. Not available in North Dakota.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
A couple of people in the news stories. It's nice to see some of these celebrities. We were talking about Taylor Swift and what she did to help that person buy a house. Jennifer Lawrence spending the weekend in her hometown of Louisville, Kentucky. She made a visit to a children's hospital and spent a lot of time with patients there, staff members, that sort of thing. Apparently she's done this every year for the past 3 or 4 since she's become famous. She brings lots of presents in. And then, I don't know, whether even if you don't do the publicity, somebody's going to be there, going to take a picture, is going to show up on Instagram, or is going to be on any kind of social media. I used to be critical of these people because it looked like they were calling attention to themselves, but now there's so much.
It's hard not to get attention.
Exactly, right. So if Jennifer Lawrence walks into the hospital, people aren't going to be taking all kinds of pictures of her,
right.
No. But it's nice that, you know, people are doing that sort of thing. Not that people, some say, well, they should because they have all that money. Well, they don't, you know, there's a discretionary thing there. So good for her. 10 before the hour, another good sort of Christmas season story here on DJV.
A
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Protect your family this holiday season with affordable leather ID Stronghold wallets and purses. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. That's coupon code PRESENT, also available at Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, or QVC. IDStronghold.com.
About 53 past the hour, our Tech Talk segment brought to you by the folks at ZipRecruiter. We have some interesting news concerning Oprah Winfrey and what she's experienced in terms of technology. And then there's we can pick out of the hat. Is it Amazon today? Is it Google? Is it Microsoft? Well, today the grab bag will go to Amazon. And I wonder how they did with their deliveries. We'll find out in a manner of speaking in a moment. First, though, for those of you who are planning on finding a new job, or for the people running businesses that are looking for new hires, have you found the benefits yet of using ZipRecruiter? ZipRecruiter is so different from any of the other hiring options that may be online. So if you're hiring and you want to make sure, obviously, you get the best hire you can for your business, especially if you own it, but anybody in a responsible position is going to do nothing except try to find the best person for the job. So you post your job on one of these sites, and bingo, you've got a few people here and there, but it's not like ZipRecruiter, because with ZipRecruiter, you post your job to all of the leading job boards, every one of them with just one click from you. You can rest easy knowing your job is being seen, the options, the possibilities, by all kinds of candidates from all around the country, in fact, all around the world.
The ZipRecruiter smart matching technology actively notifies qualified candidates about your job that you got in your company within just a few minutes of posting, so you'll get the best matches very quickly. It'll find them and bring them to you. Get a head start on the interview process by getting some of the information that you're looking for from the people. This will help you identify the most qualified candidates because of the questions that they ask. Saves you lots of time and money. By the way, speaking of money, use ZipRecruiter free by logging on to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. That's the way to use ZipRecruiter the first time to find these qualified candidates without cost to you. Try it, and you'll like it, and you'll use it, and you'll find it to be a very helpful tool. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. All right, so, Victoria, what's Oprah doing that has attracted the attention of technologists?
Well, unfortunately, there is a scam involving Oprah and her Instagram account, and so over the weekend she was alerted to this and was very concerned that, you know, around the holidays there's lots of giveaways online and contests and things like that, and so she made an Instagram video to warn her followers about an imposter pretending to be her. She said, "Hi everybody, I just want to let you know that somebody out there is trying to scam you using my name and my avatar on social media, asking for money if you sign up for an own," which is Oprah Winfrey Network, "if you sign up for an own account on Instagram." And she said, "It's a total fraud. Don't believe it. Don't give up any of your bank account or personal information to anybody posing as me or anyone else for that matter." And she said, "You own and anything when you follow us, they will never ask you for personal information, especially with banking." And so, unfortunately, they used Oprah's verified Twitter account, so they must have hacked into her Twitter account to make it look really legit. And so Oprah, of course, was, you know, concerned about this. Anybody would be concerned with their followers handing over money for something they think is that they're going to get, and it's just a scam. So always make sure, be skeptical of anything that asks you for money or your personal information. Never give up your Social Security number. Never give up any of your banking information.
Don't use banking. No numbers. Never use bank. Never pay for anything unless you're sure it's a secured. There are so many of these places. Bad enough when you sign up for them, unless you read the fine print, you're going to be charged $50 a month for whatever it is until forever, until you cancel the thing. But there are lots of people that are getting into folks' bank accounts with us, and you can be very vulnerable. Speaking of that vulnerability to people that you don't want to be connected to, there's a flaw in the Amazon delivery technology. What is that doing for people?
Well, Amazon Key is a new service from Amazon. It enables delivery people to unlock your door and deliver your packages inside your house. However, hackers have figured out a loophole in the system, and that can allow the delivery person full access to your house without you even knowing it. Amazon knows about the flaw. They say they've issued a few software updates, but cybersecurity experts say it's not enough. The vulnerability is still there. The interesting thing about Amazon Key is that if your home security system is activated, Amazon Key won't work. So Amazon Key tells you need to deactivate your home alarm in order to use Amazon Key. So you're doubly vulnerable. And so you've got people who can be in your house and you have no security system that's activated at the same time. So it's not great news for Amazon Key. Go with Vivint. Those are our friends anyway. So use them instead.
Yeah. Yeah. Vivint technology is much better. I was amazed at how many ads there were in the last week or so for this kind of doorbell sort of security, it's called. 59 past the hour, DJV time.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.